God, if you really are God, you'll get me tickets to that game.
Idly ho, neighbor. Want to go to the game with me? I got two tickets.
Why do you mock me, oh Lord?
Oh, my, that's not God. That's just a waffle that Bart tossed up there.
I know I shouldn't eat thee, but... sacrilegious.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Terry, I am very well, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, as always.
Same as it ever was.
Now, Terry, I'll start by admitting something. I just lied to you just now.
You're not very well?
I'm not well.
Tell me about it.
I've got a bit of an injury. I don't mind doing the accent. I've got a bit of an injury.
Yeah?
I competed in the Irish National Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competition. Or whatever.
Thing.
Thing there at the weekend.
How'd you get on?
Not well, Terry. Not well. It was one of those... I don't know what I'm doing at these competitions. Like, every time, honestly, every time I get about to, I love doing them, but like every match that I've been in has just been horrible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and like, I just haven't done very well. But this one, I was like, okay, feeling good, feeling calm beforehand and all this. And then I pulled guard, I grabbed his collar and his sleeve and sort of pulled so I could go on my back. And then as he went to go on top of me or whatever, I just felt something in my ribs. Just got a clunk.
Oh.
I was like, oh. I was like, shit. And then, like, I just couldn't get... I couldn't get him off me.
The purchase.
The purchase is the perfect word. So I couldn't get him off me. And so, like, eventually, like, with 30 seconds to go, I got back to the feet and I tried, like an ankle lock, which is kind of like the Hail Mary of submissions. But it didn't work. And then, so I had to go to the medic and just to make sure. Because, like, when I breathe in, I could feel something, like, getting, like, displaced almost.
Was there, like, a little shooting or a sharp...
It just felt like something was not quite right. Mm. But then, so I was like, oh no, I think I'm all right to do the next one. And immediately, I was like, shit, I shouldn't have done this at all. But the worst thing, it would have been the perfect setup for like redemption, because like the second guy that I fought, that I thought I wasn't even going to make it to, I was like, no, I'm going to fight on. Like, this is the part in the movie where the guy wins. And it was the guy who beat me in December by triangle. Yeah. And I was like, okay, here's redemption. It's like, beat me again by triangle this time.
Can I ask what weight class you're in?
Well, that also is an interesting question, because I was in the medium heavyweight division.
So what's that?
88 kilos is the cutoff.
In English, Poindexter.
It is about like 188 pounds.
Okay, yeah.
I think.
Would you be that heavy?
Yeah. And I don't know how. Like, honestly, I don't know how. Because I look at lads who I think are bigger than me and they're like 20 pounds lighter. And I'm like, where like, is it? Like, where is this extra weight? I think it's in the ass. But anyway. But I think that's the problem as well, because I'm kind of... The only match that I've had success at was at middleweight, which is 82. Mm. And even when I stepped on the scales, I was 85. And that's with the gi. You have to weigh it. So, like, you know.
I think you weigh with the gi on?
Yeah. Hmm. So, like...
You don't do it like that in the octagon.
Well, there's no gi in the octagon.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah. But I think, and I've said it the last two times I've done a competition, even though I'm pretty fucked off with competitions at the minute. But I think when I do the next one, I'm just going to go to middleweight. And just
try and keep.
I started this one at middleweight and I had to change it because it was like 2 weeks out. It was like, right, well, I'm not losing 10 pounds in 2 weeks, so I'm just going to move up. It was just a bit, but then it was one of those things that, like, I told Joni that I was going to, I'll bring her back a medal, because I knew by technicality I would, because there's only three guys in my division, so I knew I was going to get a bronze anyway. But then my coach was like, oh, do you want to stick around with the bronze? I was like, no, let's just go. And I was like, oh fuck, I told Johnny I'd get one, so I had to stick around for ages, get up on the podium, put my gi back on, get up on the podium, and then they're upsold in the wounds. And I'll finish with this, Terry, is that the guy,
please do,
and he's and he's a lovely guy, to be fair, the guy who won it, he found me on Facebook and then messaged me to ask for the picture of the podium, because my coach took the picture. So I had to go text my coach, say, can you send me the picture so I could send it? Yeah, so I was like, you're selling the wounds there.
Yeah.
But not to be fair, he's a nice guy. But yeah, so it didn't go well, Terry. So it's a bit sore to laugh.
Yeah,
but
you're in for it.
So I'm in for a treat.
Let me ask you, before you were getting your ass handed to you,
yes,
did you go vote?
No, I didn't.
Dear, oh dear.
I didn't. I didn't know enough about what was going on. And I tend to be honest, I mean...
Didn't vote in the divorce referendum, though. So, you know, they snuck that one in there. Like, that was very...
Yeah, I didn't. I'll be honest, I didn't even know anything about the divorce referendum. Like, that's how much I keep my head out of...
It was, you could... you know, it's like, if you want to get divorced, it's 5 years.
Yeah.
But now the referendum was reduced to 2 years. But
like, you'd be separated for that long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's apparently going to go down to 2 years.
Okay, good.
But, like, there was no talk about it because it was all, there was none. Like... Maria Bailey or whatever. Like,
that's the thing. I don't give two shits about the number one, number two local election. I don't, like, that's just irrelevant. That's just like, what's your favorite color? Like, you know. But like, generally, if I'd actually known it was referendum, I'd have probably made more of an effort, because on referendums I like to vote.
Yeah.
But on any of those that are local, I'm like, whatever. Like,
what did you think you won? Did you listen to when Maria Bailey's?
She's the one who fell off the swing.
Yeah.
I love the fact that she's gone on the offensive now. Like, it's just not working.
I was injured.
I have nothing to hide.
It's like, you know me. I'm a straight talker, straight shooter, and it's like as somebody who grew up on the side of a GAA pitch, that was not a level playing pitch. That was offside. It's like, sorry, excuse me.
Sorry,
mixing your metaphors there, love.
I think she. Well, I mean, I only heard today from someone else in work that she had tried to get money from like Aer Lingus or Ryanair like 10 years ago for like a migraine that she had on the plane, or something like that.
I think they're getting good bloody money as well, like as a TD.
Why are you thinking? Like,
but like, yeah,
such a bad move.
Yeah, really. But like, I love how the rest of the political party was like, she cost us seats. Like, she cost us votes. Like,
all time bonehead plays. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm sure, even though she's gone on the offensive and is trying to be like, I didn't. Like, I'm sure if she were to ask her again, like, I'd probably
wouldn't. On YouTube. It was 20 minutes. I actually listened to it. And again, I wouldn't be very political.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was very funny hearing her. Go, and it's like, as we'll talk about later on in the episode, of like the rapping Ronald Reagan tape.
Yeah,
I saw it as a thing where it's like, it's the Maria Bailey tape, and it was like that caption on ISF.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, she did say Sean a lot, and I was listening to it, and it's like Sean, why don't you know Sean? Just constantly using his name.
I see your one. What was your one's name? Something Chew.
Choo choo choo.
Yeah, basically through our Irish Simpson fans. Like, one RC.
She's in, like,
I'm sure there's more
the local area for where I work. So around Marion Row or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. But I kind of saw her and I was like, no way she's getting in. Like, I've seen all those ISF stuff.
Purely based on choo choo choos.
Yeah.
See, Paddy the Hooligan Houlihan was elected for, like, Jobstown or.
No, who's Paddy Hooligan?
Your man, the former UFC fighter, the Irish guy, skinny ginger guy with the beard.
No,
he fought at that UFC Dublin. Was the first fight on there?
Yeah, the game's passed me by, mate.
It has passed you by. He's not in anymore.
I voted for Bill Burr to get in.
What?
There's an Irish guy, Gary Gannon, who looks exactly like.
I was going to say what?
He looks exactly like Bill Burr.
Was it based on the fact that he looked like Bill Burr?
No, he's a Social Democrat. I wasn't really too informed with the European. Stuff like I gave my local independent and a couple other ones, but like I was like, no, this guy, he red beard, red hair, and kind of like looks stern. Like, so
there's a politician you can set your watch to,
yeah. But speaking of, I guess, other things that were in the news.
Yes. Killer segue.
Thanks, dude. How did you feel about the end of Game of Thrones? Oh,
Terry, now.
I've been itching to hear
Me too. I've been itching to talk about this. If I may. I watched like the first 50 minutes of it, and then Joni was sick, or she came down, so we had to sort of, even though I tried to just continue watching, Carrie's like, what are you doing? I was like, no. She's like, no, no, no. I was like, put some on for her. I was like, okay, fine.
She loved damn dragons. Kids.
And so then, like, in between, so I watched the last, like, 40 minutes the next day.
Right.
So in between, I knew that there was a lot of, like, people didn't like
Where
it.
Where did you get to where you had to stop?
I basically got
spoilers
to...
Spoilers for the very last
episode. Spoiler, yeah, spoiler, spoiler. I got to where Tyrion is up in front of all the...
The council.
Yeah. So it was about that point that I stopped. But to be honest, like... It was almost like not like a final episode. It was like an epilogue or something. Like, you know, or like a bonus episode or something like that. It was a bit anticlimactic, you know, but...
It failed, I think, in every aspect of what it was supposed to do.
Do dish, Terry.
I thought it was like, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I forgot. We're moving at warp speed here. Like, you know, it's like, she is now Hitler. Hooray! Oh, she's dead. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, the dragon's going to take her body away. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Then it's like, apparently there's a time jump, like, where, you know, she's dead, and then the next, it goes to a break or whatever.
Yeah.
On Now TV or on Sky Atlantic. And then
it
cuts back, and it's like, Tyrion, who had a big beard anyway, his beard is slightly bigger, I guess. And then I was like, oh, everybody's here. How did they get here? It's like, I've been in that jail cell for weeks. I was like, have you?
I didn't even pick up on that.
Exactly. Well, there you go. Like, bad storytelling. Like,
yeah, I mean, I did think it was weird that it was like, it's sort of like there was a scene missing. It was almost like, oh, is Jon Snow...
It's a fucking season missing,
is Jon Snow, like, in prison, or...
Well, they never, like...
Even though, yeah, he didn't want it when she was going to be queen, but surely now was he interested, or...
It's like, you know, he can't, because he says
Grey Worm.
Yeah, he killed our queen. Also, this guy is a piece of shit, and it's like, well... We have to choose a new king. Okay
then. Who? Make it quick.
Yeah. You six pick someone. I have things to do.
I know.
It's like, also, we're picking your man's brother, so he's not going to die. Like, and we're going to make this guy his assistant again.
What did you think about the fact that they gave it to...
Bran.
The Broken.
Why do you think I came all the way down here? Like, stupid. Give it to fucking Gendry or somebody. I don't know, like...
I'd like for your man to have got it. Was it
the guy?
I mean, what was going on with that? Like?
He's great. He's a great actor.
I don't even remember him. Is he in it?
No, he was in it like up until season 3 or 4, I think. Back when it was good, like he was a prominent character.
It's been good. Like,
hasn't been good. I tell you, the last episode that I thought was good was when the whole fucking King's Landing exploded with the green fire or whatever.
Oh yeah.
That was good.
That was good, yeah.
And then since then, I think that's the end of season 5, maybe?
Yeah.
So like 6, 7.
Is 6 8. When the book stopped?
I think it is. I think that 6 is when they start doing their own shit. Like,
It's only season 8 that I noticed a noticeable difference between the earlier seasons. 6 and 7 I didn't notice, really.
Hmm.
But 8, I did. Now, granted, it's been, you know, the talk of the town, sort of, for the last few weeks.
I noticed it. Like, I was trying to think to myself, what was the end of season 6?
Yeah, I have no idea. I couldn't tell you the end of any season, to be honest.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, when the fucking thing blew up at the end of season 5, remember that?
Yeah.
When your man got his fucking eyes pushed in.
Ugh.
That was like the end of season 4 or close to the end of season. Like, you're like, remember it used to be like the second last episode of the season is like when all the shit goes down.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like, the last few seasons, I was like, okay, yeah. They're not memorable. It hasn't been memorable. Like.
They definitely toned down, as we said
the
last
bastards,
time.
I guess.
They toned down the sex. They toned down the violence. They toned down even the swearing. Like, everything sort of got a bit toned down in season 8. It was mad. I was watching that documentary that was out.
About it. Apparently,
like,
that's quite
good. It was okay. It was 2 hours long. I didn't watch the whole thing. But it was like the amount of effort that goes into it. Like to be honest, I fobbed a lot of that off. It's like, green screen, that's computer. But then you actually see Jesus, like, no, it takes so much just to get, like, the acting part is easily the easiest bit of the whole thing.
Well, didn't they have to make the city?
They had to make King's
Landing. Yeah, King's Landing in Belfast or something.
They had to make that. It's the whole thing of just the, like, the costumes, the sets, I can actually see how someone could leave a Starbucks cup on the table, because there's so much shit going around. Even behind the camera, there's just normal shit going on, and you could see. At the time, like,
that's fair enough, but how does nobody catch it in post production? How does it get out? Like, there was a water bottle in the last episode, apparently. What's going on?
Let's just all agree that, I don't know if we will all agree.
But people are comparing it, we both watched Lost.
Yeah.
What do you think was better? Finale.
The Lost finale was better.
What do you think it was a better final
but
season?
That's Game of Thrones.
Than Lost?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Definitely.
Come on.
100%.
No, you're crazy.
Lost lost the fucking plot around season 2.
No, it didn't.
They did.
Up until season 4, it was quality all
the
way.
What are you going to do now? Black smoke, I don't know.
Oh, you dickhead. And you know what the worst thing is? I know you loved it when you were watching it as well. So now
I can't give an honest assessment.
It's cool to shit on Lost.
No. I can't give an honest assessment of Lost because, one, I didn't see most of season 1 and I didn't see most of season 5 either.
Season 5 was the worst season. Yeah. That was the time travel season.
See, if I'd seen that would have cemented my
hatred
for it. So I didn't see arguably the best season, and I didn't see halfway through. Because the thing about Lost was
it was a lot of episodes.
If you missed one episode, you were, for want of a better word, lost.
Fucked.
That's what we should have said. Brilliant.
And it was because it's a network show. It was 24 episodes a season.
Yeah.
You have 10 hours. It's 24, 40 minute episodes. Yeah. It's a lot to take in.
But
what a show, though.
So if someone was to ask you,
better show,
you'd say Lost, then.
Yeah, 100%.
You know why? So happy about that.
You know why I would say that? It's because by the end of the show, I cared about the characters.
Let me ask you this, though. If someone said to you, is Game of Thrones any good? What would you say?
First 4 seasons, maybe 5.
If it was just a yes or no, if it was a box on a form. Did you enjoy Game of Thrones? Yes, tick.
No.
No, tick.
No. By the end
Come
of
on.
It, no.
I'm Come
like,
on.
No. Like, I didn't know by the end of it.
Okay, well.
It was really, they really shit the bed and then put me in the bed and rub my face in the shit. That's how I feel about the show now.
Crystal clear.
One last thing before we get into the episode. I also recently got to go see John Wick 3.
Is it good, Terry?
It's very bloody good.
Good.
Did you see the first one?
I've seen the first two, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really remember the second one, but
second one was a bit it's less story. He goes to Italy, or some guy, has a marker. It's all the, mythology part of it.
Yeah.
The first one was great, I thought, just in
first
terms
one was class.
Of... Because there's so much emotional, heft. Yeah. And as they've gone on, it's, more about the stunts, I guess. But, kind of in the way that, Fast and the Furious is more about what are they going to do next? It's a submarine or whatever.
Right.
With this, it's because it's all pretty much practical.
Yeah.
It's so impressive. And Keanu Reeves is 54 and he's
gone on 25.
Pretty much doing it. I was watching the first 40 minutes or so of that film and I was like, has it really been a break in the action? He's really impressive. Oh yeah. The thing that kind of bogs it down is not so much the story, but
I would imagine the story isn't,
it's a bit wishy-washy, at times, but, at the same time, when it gets to the fight sequences and all, you're like, fuck, and they're doing it all, it's, a lot of it is, unbroken stuff.
Yeah, one continuous sort of thing,
So, very good. I would recommend.
I would. I mean, I don't go to the cinema often.
I know you don't. And actually, this is the other thing, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring Joni to see Aladdin?
No.
Oh.
But the funny thing about the Aladdin one is, I everything I'd seen about it
looked, you're a big fan.
Looked shit, right?
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Aladdin, my favorite Disney movie.
And you're a huge Will Smith
Huge Will Smith fan. And I thought everything about it looked shit. And I had Will Smith and the girl who played Jasmine was on Graham Norton. She's fucking infuriating.
Is she?
And honestly, it was like, well, I don't want to see this movie now.
Really?
She was just, I mean, she was just trying too hard, like, just to get, you know. And there were some good guests, you know, when, like, someone known kind of ruins a good lineup.
You're ruining the flow here.
Yeah, like, exactly. Stop talking. Trying to get in. Like, okay, just relax. But then I heard Will Smith's version of Friend Like Me on the radio in work as I was passing. And no, I texted Tony immediately because I knew he went. I was like, is the Aladdin movie good? Because that was the only thing that made me think, well, do I want to see it now? Because there's a bit of rapping going on in it. No. And it was very Will Smith. And he said, Will Smith is back. He said, the first 30 minutes are pure dog shit. Yeah. But you'll be grinning from ear to ear as soon as Will Smith comes in. But he said his friends did tell him he loves Will Smith way too much. So he might be.
I think the two of you might be a bit biased.
Yeah, I think so.
Apparently, like, the songs are real slow compared to, like...
It did well in the box office, so...
It opening. Did ridiculously well.
I'm delighted it did well.
No, I'm not. Because it just goes to show you that, like, people are idiots and they'll go see anything that Disney put out, really. It got, like, middling reviews and, like... Just watch the original rather than, like...
Oh, yeah.
Because it was, like, it made $120 million that weekend. Like, oh, it's going to be, like, one of the biggest hits of the summer.
Yeah.
You're like, the amount of movies that that are higher quality will have to struggle to break that throughout their theatrical.
It's got
run.
The nostalgia,
100%.
Element as a weapon,
exactly. And I was thinking, Will Smith is the wrong choice to be the genie.
See, he is. I think they just dressed him wrong.
No, but
you know what I mean.
I guess
he just looks stupid,
And nobody's going to be able to do what Robin Williams does, but
How can you,
But, he's not funny enough, I don't think, Will Smith, to be, you know, the genie is, larger than life sort of quips, quick talking or whatever that,
Who would have been a better genie?
Now, I was talking about this with Faye yesterday, and I was like, who do you think could do voices and, you know, all that stuff?
Bill Hader?
Exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said. And also he can do, the kind of, because he's a very good actor.
Yeah.
He's shown that on Barry lately, but he can do that sort of sad.
Yeah,
you sure, kid? Stuff. I was thinking Bill Hader, or even I was saying, you probably wouldn't. Maybe Hank Azaria, but he's probably a bit too old now. Somebody.
I can see Hank Azaria. Yeah. I can definitely see Hank Azaria. Actually,
So I was somebody that would be is a good voice actor that would also be.
Yeah, that would have been a good show.
Have a manic energy or whatever.
But then would it have made anything like what it's made already if it was Bill Hader instead of Will Smith?
See, that's the trade-off there. And it probably would have been a way better.
Probably would have been better.
I'm not going to see it.
I'll tell you what I'm going to take Johnny to see.
Lion King?
No. Oh. Secret Life of Pets 2. Which is out.
What about Toy Story 4?
Yeah, hold on though. It's not out yet. Secret Life of Pets 2 is out now.
Is it out now? Okay.
And Secret Life of Pets 1... I fucking loved it, Terry.
It's Toy Story, mate. Yeah, I've seen it. It's Toy Story.
It's not Toy Story.
It's the exact same. All right,
it's
not quite.
But I absolutely loved it. I can't wait to see it. I genuinely can't wait to see part two.
No Louis C.K. this time.
I know. That's the only thing. Because Louis C.K. was a real, you could tell he ad libbed.
He's jerked his ass dick in front of some woman, let me tell you.
He jerked himself right out of Hollywood. Anyway, listen, should we...
Speaking of Toy Story, quick aside. Yes. I got to see Toy Story Dream Gun Film Reads.
Oh, yeah.
With Andy Ryan, very funny.
With was my brother in that one?
He made a cameo as Jesus.
Oh, sounds alright.
He's very good. But I'd highly recommend. Good, yeah, very, very good. Now, because I listen to the podcast all the time, and it's like seeing it live. I had a smile plastered on my face the whole time. Really, really good.
Yeah, deadly.
Highly recommend if you get the chance, go. See that those guys out and about.
Go see them. Dream Gun.
Dream Gun Film Reads.
Yeah.
And they do whatever. They're doing Jaws at the Kilkenny Cat Laughs.
Oh, deadly.
Thing. And I think they're doing something as part of the Fringe. So I'm going to try and go see them.
I think my old brother is doing that. I think
he's got his own thing this
weekend. Yeah, he's doing
this weekend.
He's doing something in Kilkenny this weekend. Yeah. So yeah.
It'll be this weekend.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
You should have come, is what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say, mate.
Weekdays, though.
anyway. Very, very young crowd, I have to say.
Was it?
Yeah.
Would I have actually enjoyed it?
Yeah, you would have, definitely. Okay. You would have enjoyed the show, and then you would have been, I'm out of here. You finished at about 11, or maybe before 11, so you could have.
Okay, well, next one I'll probably go to.
No, you won't.
Well, I gotta say that on air. Anyway, moving on.
Let's jump straight in.
Can I talk to you a little bit?
25 minutes into the episode.
Can I talk to you a little bit about the 16th episode of season 5 of comedy show The Simpsons?
You look like you're reading that off.
No, it's all up here. All up here. It aired on March 17th, Terry. Off the top of my head, I think it was 1994. Completely not reading it. It was written by David Richardson and directed by Wesley Archer. And was
what a
the
name, Wesley Archer.
I know. Yeah. And was the last episode to be pitched by writer Conan O'Brien before he left The Simpsons.
You stole my bit. My bit o' trivia.
If this is anyone but Conan O'Brien, you still remember. Yeah, which I thought was great. And again, I can't recommend Conan's podcast enough.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant. It's my favourite thing to listen to now.
It's great.
It's really good.
Listened to the Bill Hader one there recently, actually.
I did too myself, actually. Yeah, that's probably why he was fresh on my mind for the Aladdin one. It was the last episode to pitch for him, and David Richardson was assigned to write it, and Wesley Archer directed it. And Richardson wrote the episode at a Motel 6 in California while he was dating an actress who was shooting a film there. And what I thought was interesting is that, like, in this season, they said, like, the staff wanted to take a deeper look at the relationships of the characters. And you can kind of see that with the way the episodes go. It's very much like someone and someone.
Yes.
Someone and someone. You know, Homer and Apu and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
They really are fleshing out the community.
The side characters. What I thought was funny is that the censors wanted the scene to be cut where Marge drank the water and started tripping.
Mm.
And David Merkin, showrunner, defended the scene, saying that Marge wasn't doing it on purpose, so the censors eventually allowed the scene to go ahead. And then another scene, Homer becomes frustrated at God for not getting him tickets to the game, so he yells at a waffle stuck to the ceiling. Which was inspired by some melted caramel stuck to the ceiling of the writer's room, which is one of Merkin's all-time favourite jokes. Seems like they've all got...
Yeah.
Everything is an all-time favourite, but I thought that was kind of... There's always something that happens, like, with the writer's room, you know, that they incorporate in.
Well, that's good. That's, like, you know, I guess taking something that you find funny and putting it in is always a plus.
That's all I got, Terry.
No, you've used up all mine.
No, hold on, Terry. I've also got The Reception.
Oh.
It got a Nielsen rating of 10.9 and was the third highest rated show on Fox that week. And you know, as we know, it's a pretty popular episode. Spawned the meme.
Yeah, that broke the internet.
Possibly like the most used meme.
Yeah.
I mean, that and your man... The blinking guy meme, who I can't stand, by the way.
What blinking guy meme?
You know, where someone's like, you know that guy?
Describe him.
I can't do it on...
Yeah, you know. I know, you're blinking, but like...
He's got like long hair, longish hair. You know the guy where he's kind of... No, white guy. Oh. The black guy. guy where he's like...
That one where he puts his hand on his chest, like, ooh.
I don't know that one either. But anyway, the Homer backing into the bush meme was as widely used. I was happy, I don't know if you caught it on Twitter, I think you might have did, I don't know if you retweeted it today, of Homer's nose whistling.
Yes.
And I got, and I've...
Yeah, perfect, I was looking at that, like, how did you get that?
I know, it took a few tries, because I didn't want to get it, so that was nothing else going on but the shaking, so I was happy enough with that one.
Yeah, because I was like, Flanders...
Check out our Twitter for that.
...is staying still, but Homer's nose is going gangbusters. Very good.
Right place, right time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Shall we get into the episode in earnest?
Please.
Tonight on Eye on Springfield, just miles from your doorstep, hundreds of men are given weapons and trained to kill. The government calls it the Army. But a more alarmist name would be the Killbot Factory. But first, Springfield has come down with a fever. Football fever brought on by the biggest game of the year. The pigskin classic between the Shelbyville Sharks and our own Springfield Adams. If you have the fever, there's only one cure. Take two tickets and see the game Sunday morning.
Warning, tickets should not be taken internally.
See, because of me, now they have a warning.
What a great start to the episode. First of all, opening on Ion Springfield.
That Ion Springfield music.
It's like, oh, I'm in.
I know.
And I guess And this is actually something I read that was like, it's one of their favorite jokes to do is like the negative, like mean-spirited, like news reporting, like so over the top, like that, like they were seeing it everywhere. It's like, so they always incorporate it into their episode. We've seen it a couple of times this season already, but just that, like, even the font of like the Killbot Factory, and it's just like the it's like blood.
And is that like ahead of its time, do you think? Like, because I don't recall a lot of other shows in early to mid 90s having that sort of social commentary.
Not really, like,
maybe we're just looking at a bit rose-tinted glasses. And
see, and I guess too, you wouldn't really know what else is going on in the States at that, like what other shows were going on in the States at that time. But I don't really ever, like, the stuff we got, it was never anything that would be that pointed
at this point.
But again, it's just really a throwaway gag as well. They just throw it in there, and then it's like, okay, onto the main thrust, which is the football.
I love the way they do it.
It's great. Yeah, and I guess, like, there's only one cure. Take two tickets.
Tickets should not be taken internally. That sped up voice.
I love it.
Like, do you ever actually hear it on, like, the radio here, if you ever listen?
Yes.
Where some of them are like, you're taking the piss. Like, it goes on for about 20 seconds.
More. If you do not pay back, you're more.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
Next, I guess, you see Bart, and it's a nice little gag here, where he's gonna give Homer tickets to the game, and it's like, I'll tell you, these for $50. Again, like, Homer is so snap
sold,
but it's like, free wig with every purchase of large wig. And he's like, but I love how where it goes in this. And you're like, oh, dough, and then he's like, wait a minute.
Actually,
he puts the wig on. Like,
that's all he needs from March.
I love you, homie.
I don't need her at all anymore. Like,
what? I like this. That I was like, because I kind of hadn't seen this episode in a long time, and I was like, oh, okay, we're like this kind of episode this week. I like it. I mean, we're getting zany. All right,
it is zany.
And that follows on, especially where it's like he's right at the stadium. Second in line, missed 8 days of work.
With the money you would have made working, you could have bought the tickets from a scalper. Jerk.
But I love this as well, where he's like, give me 30,000 tickets.
In what world would this be allowed?
Give me 30,000 tickets.
That'll be $950,000, please.
Look, the thing about that is I only got $10 on me. Can I pay you the rest later?
Sure.
First of all, I love both of their voices. I love your man, like, his hand on his neck, and like, he's like, ah, it's just like, so, game sold.
Imagine.
Like, And again, like, I was like, oh, do I like that gag? And I'm like, yeah, actually, I do.
I think I do. That scene always stuck with me when I was a kid.
Yeah,
me too. Of like, oh, imagine. Like, every time I've seen in other movies or see on the street people lining up, I always think, what if the first person just bought all the tickets?
And then Homer's in the car next, and it's like, again, this is one that always sticks at me, where it's like, it's or some weird version of that, but it's like,
like a "Don't worry, be happy."
It's supposed to be, but it's a really off-brand,
it's a more version, somber one.
Off-brand version of that, and it's like, that was a new song. I'm worried, need money.
Anything on KBBL is just funny as well.
And basically, they're saying if you want tickets, get to a phone, be 13th caller
to the Pigskin class. Hey?
Homer, like, stupid sheep. Tries to go around and like drives over the tire spikes.
And of course, it's Flanders who nabs it.
I love how like angry he gets, and he like hits the radio, and then that like two tickets to paradise kicks in.
Yeah,
and, like, Homer, he's like so angry, then it's like, God, two tickets to pay, and he's just like nodding his head, but just staring like at the camera, almost like. And then gets into it.
The fact that, like, that's such a weird, like, almost like non Simpsons gag, right? It's just because it goes on for so long. It's like, new, new. Excellent guitar rip.
But it's like, he should be feeling angry. Mocked by the song almost. Yeah.
Because like, it's clearly relating to his heartache.
And he's like, I love how he's just like, oh, he's in the song. He likes it. Like, I like Eddie Money. He
doesn't even acknowledge, like, the relevance of it. I also like the fact that, And Ned Flanders, he's like, oh, listen, what's the cash value on those tickets so I can report it on my income tax?
That's the thing that makes him punch the radio. Yeah. Though, like. And I actually, just before we get into it any more of it, like I the AV Club have actually old reviews, and it's a great website for like TV.
I think I've seen it, but they
have old reviews and stuff. And as I was watching the episode, I was like, you know, what is this reminding me of? You know, Homer and Flanders becoming real good friends, and like that sort of reversal almost, that it's like, you know, Flanders hating Homer rather than the other way around or whatever. And it reminded me of, they mentioned in their review, but as I was reading it, it came to me, What About Bob? You remember that movie?
No.
Andy.
What About Bob?
What About Bob?
No, I've never seen it.
Little classic. Like, I'd say like 90, 91 comedy. Starring Bill Murray.
Okay,
and
well,
Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay, well, so
okay.
You had me at 90s, and you and cemented
it's
it with
basically
those two.
Bill Murray is this like really neurotic, annoying kind of guy, and Richard Dreyfuss is his therapist, and he's like, his therapist is on holiday, and he can't be without him for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or he's on holiday at the vineyard or at the lake or whatever. So he like makes his way down to him and like starts ingratiating his way into his life, and then sort of like is really annoying, but everybody thinks he's great, and the man's like losing his mind at him, and everybody's like, "Would you leave Bob alone? Oh, he's just a nice guy." And he's like, by the end of it, like Richard Dreyfuss is like maniacal, and like, and he's like, Leo, what is it? Like, what is
I don't know if I did see that. That sounds very familiar
to
me.
So
the premise is dead on.
It's so good, and it's like one of those ones that nobody talks about. But like,
what's it called again?
What About Bob?
What About Bob?
And like, Bill Murray is Bob.
Okay.
But we stuck it on one Saturday afternoon. It's a perfect one of those like
Saturday afternoon
heavyweights, you know, something like that. It's like, you know, an afternoon watch,
easily digestible. Yeah.
Doesn't quite have the scene stealing Ben Stillerness of heavyweights. But like,
I love the fact that we put heavyweights on such a pedestal.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, it's brilliant. Yeah,
I tell you who else loves it. Paul Thomas Anderson, auteur extraordinaire.
I know who he is.
Directed There Will Be Blood.
Oh, I don't know who he is. Yeah. I'm thinking of. I don't even want to.
You thinking of?
Yeah, doesn't he have like a show? He's a real. You'd like
what are you trying to say?
I don't know.
What's his show? What show do you think he has?
I think he had like a talk show. He used to have a mustache, kind of a young guy. Actor?
No, director. But he's kind of that guy who's like, a movie doesn't have to be high art to be a movie, or to be a great movie. He's like, do you ever watch Big Daddy? He's like, fucking Sandler like kills it in that movie, like, or like he's like appreciates, he's like Heavyweight's is a great movie because it's funny,
it's
and
just
like
funny.
It's great,
brilliant. We should do a podcast on that one day.
Oh man, we do minute by minute. So eventually it's like Homer's back home. I say eventually because we took a little tangent there, but literally the next season,
literally next season, home.
He's back home, and it's like he's asking himself, why is he such a loser?
Bart being the little shit that he is, saying your father was a loser and his father. It's genetic, man. Dough.
I like a little dough from somebody else.
I like a non-Homer dough.
And then we get the whole thing of like how they've been trying to one-up each other.
I like that, where it's like, it's just a pointless rivalry between Springfield and Shelbyville. They built a mini mall, so we built a bigger mini mall. They built the world's largest pizza, we burnt down their city hall. It seems like Springfield is really the villain in like this rivalry.
And then it's like, oh, you know, they swore they'd get us back by spiking the water. And like, just Marge. I like that they chose it to be Marge.
Yeah, I know.
Like, tripping out in the kitchen.
The walls are certainly, once the walls are melting.
Personally, I think I'm overdone. Real, like, sort of Yellow Submarine.
I like the fact that there was like a Indian music during it and all.
And then we got our opening clip of the episode where
Terry. Oh, we already.
Yeah.
I was going to stop you.
Yes.
Excuse me. Completely unrelated. Keep going.
Where basically Homer, I just think it's so good. Where it's like that setup again, that there's that 1-2 points that they're so good at. Where he's like, and first of all, I like the fact that he's like, if you really are God.
Yeah, I know. Immediately starting off by like not quite giving it to him.
And then he's like, you'll get me tickets. Like Flanders shows up, offers him the tickets, and he slams the door in his face. Like,
straight away, doesn't even say no. He's like, just slams the door. What's Flanders thinking?
And, you know, you get the whole thing about, he's like, why you mock me, oh Lord? This is a sort of a big thing that around the time was like, sacrilegious.
Yeah.
You know, that word sacrilegious.
Yeah.
It was kind of in the lexicon then.
Yeah.
Like,
but does he say sacrilegious?
Oh. Maybe he does.
A double entendre there, Terry. But I like the fact that, like, even though Flanders invited him to the game,
yeah,
the next scene he's going over to his house in the middle of the night to hit him, bash his head in with a lead pipe.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Homer?
Huh?
Are you planning to hit Ned Flanders with that pipe and take his tickets?
No. Flanders? I decided I'd like to go to the game with you.
Well, get out the Crayolas and color me tickled pink. Ooh, what's with the lead pipe? Are you going to give my noggin a flogging?
Well, yeah.
I like Flanders here. He's saying, get out the Crayolas and color me tickled pink.
And even though Marge is so dead on the money, where she's like, are you planning to hit Ned Flanders with that pipe and take his tickets?
Yeah, no. So then
it's about him and Flanders laugh, planning on giving my noggin a plug. Like, yeah.
They're at the stadium next, and it's like, I don't know, he's embarrassed by Flanders.
Yeah.
Like, again, another like joke that they're gonna go back to all the time, and I appreciate it now, where it's like, get one of those robot cars, like one of those American robot cars when it crashes, like.
Yeah.
You get
They do a lot of that, like with the oyster mallet.
Yeah.
Made in USA. He's like, no, thank you. Something as simple as that, like, no.
How can you go wrong?
I know, like, it couldn't be more simple.
It's two pieces of wood put together. Like, you get Burnsy. Again, like, we haven't had a lot of Burns in the last.
We haven't, to be honest.
The last one was the casino, maybe? Like,
yeah, it wasn't a while ago.
Wasn't really in Homer and Apu. Wasn't in the space episode.
Did you like Monday motivation quote from C. Montgomery Burns?
No.
Did you catch it?
I did. It was like
friends, religion.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
These are the three demons you need to overcome.
I have access to all these motivational like images and all this sort of stuff. So
we're just putting
Simpsons stuff. Every Monday, follow us on Twitter. Excuse me.
So you get Burnsy saying, "The little crippled boy who wants you to win this game. I know because I crippled him myself."
Poor Milhouse.
I like how they, but they're like, it's not just like nondescript boy. It's like, oh, it's Milhouse.
Yeah.
Here, like, you know, they're using their roster for.
They're not just saying a boy or whatever. They're just
it could have been anybody.
Yeah.
You know? But I
Milhouse
like,
is the best choice.
Sad
because,
sack, yeah. Like, you know, like.
Or Mr. Burns says he's coming back if they don't win.
I love this where they go to the seats. Homer's like, here Beach comes ball. Fun. Yeah. somebody throws a beer can at him in response, like. I think this was a weird sort of gag where it's like Quimby,
two dogs,
and then Homer eats two bites.
Yeah.
But, like, does he take the whole... I don't know.
He sees two bites, like, what the hell happened to my dogs? Yeah. I want answers.
And then that's it.
That's it, yeah, I know. It seems like a bit like there was an extra joke there that was
cut
out.
I think something was cut because they all stand up, like...
Yeah.
And then Homer, or Ned, comes down with the nacho hat.
Nacho man.
I've got to be.
I like the fact that when he eats it, I like the way his hands move.
Yeah.
With the dip and the crunch. Yeah. It's like almost in sync with the song. Yeah. I like it.
We get a bulldozer. Come by. That's another great gag. Yeah. It's like just a big pile.
I appreciate that they left like the wetness of the garbage.
Me too. And the colour of the garbage. Yeah. That it was like that sort of.
Proper garbage.
Like dark purple.
Yeah.
Like the colour. Remember when they had the sandwich? With Dove Gardens, is that kind of off colour? Like, good joke as well here, where it's Stan the boy Taylor.
Stan, he's our boy. If he can't do it, no one will.
Yeah, good.
I like it.
Sort of Homer kisses Ned after they get a touchdown to win. I love Homer like. Losers. Kiss my big Springfield behind. Like, missed me. And I was.
The weight of the keg that gets thrown.
God! The sound of it. Like, the sound of it.
It sounds like it weighs a ton. Like, and even the way.
I was in stitches laughing at that. You see?
It's like you see it just sort of floating there, and it hits him like a sack of bricks.
There's the noise he makes as well.
He's in so much pain from it.
Yeah. Losers! Kiss my big Springfield behind, Shelbyville! Woo! Ha-ha! I am invincible! Invincible! Ow!
Oh! It's so like you know it's...
I knew it was coming as well. I've seen it so many times.
The payoff was perfect. It was like the noise it makes hitting him and the noise he makes when it hits him. It was perfect. Oh, fucking
mercy. I do like this where he's trying to get somebody to sign an autograph.
Like, you fat, stupid jerks.
Have you ever got autographs of...
Of anyone?
Yeah.
The bassist from Jimmy Eat World signed my ticket when I was in line.
Good one. Just do your best, Andy.
Autograph, that's all I can do. I don't know if I got that many actual autographs back in the day. Did you?
Got my Man United jersey signed by Roy Keane. Huh? The jersey that
did I just
happened
say,
to be...
fuck off me.
No, it was nice back then. You clown. Never rated you as a fan. I got my Andy Cole jersey signed by Roy Keane.
What? Yeah. Really?
I was wearing it.
That is a rare photo of Sean Connery signed by Roger Moore. Did he sign the front of it? If he'd seen the back of it, he'd have let you have it, Roy Keane.
No, I was like...
Is this some sort of fucking joke?
I was like 12 and it was like a photo op for Diodora Boots. In the paper with him and all, like,
really,
me, Brian, Richie, and I don't remember Ian Dolan.
I do not.
We're on the Mitch from school in the afternoon, and we're just like bumming around town.
And you're in the paper, it's like something out of it.
It's like, but like, it was after it was like 4 o'clock, but like, we were like hanging around the Jervis Center, and somehow that was like, is Roy Keane gone? And we were like, huh? He's like, is he not signing autographs down in the lifestyle? So we're like, oh, went down. It was like,
hey, the queue and all.
Nah, I mean, it wasn't. It was for Deodora boots. That was his brand. Right. He was Deodora, man.
Deodora. Jesus.
No messing about with those boots.
I think there is messing about with those.
No frills. Like.
Yeah, there were no frills.
Roy Keane. Like.
That's hilarious. You were in the paper. Yeah.
So four of us were in the paper. Like,
what could possibly go wrong?
Don't find out.
Brilliant.
I'm trying to think of anybody else that you know.
Autographs. I didn't even really get my picture taken with anyone.
See,
I never usually bother.
I think now I would prefer somebody sign an autograph rather than a selfie.
Because the selfie is like, it insinuates like, oh, we're friends. But here's a picture of
so
me and
fake.
My best friend Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it's so fake. Like, I would like,
especially when they go and like. Just a little smile. On to the next one. On to the next one.
I would like if I gave them an autograph, like a witty remark by somebody would I put that in the frame.
Cheers to the support. Something like that.
I mean,
I don't know.
It would stay in the book, but it was like
no. Something.
Yeah, yeah, like
a personal message.
Jerry Seinfeld wrote something witty in the thing, I'd be like, that's going on my wall. You know? Or Larry David or whatever. Somebody I...
Would you ask him to say something funny? If you just write something funny for
No, I wouldn't.
Like, you're a comedian, right? It's my little joke there. Yeah. It's that whole selfie thing of like... And like, I never understand. I see football clubs doing it with these with kids. I know it was on like Inside Anfield. There's this show. Anyway, it's about like behind the scenes on Liverpool's match day and all. But like, as they're coming out, like this kid standing by the tunnel like this. And as players are coming out from the pitch and going to the dressing room, they just stop like this, put their hands on their shoulders like... And they just walk. Like, the kids don't even turn around. The players...
the kids are, like, props. Like,
yeah, and it's just like, do the kids really, like, get out of this?
It's pure publicity, though. That'll go online. And be like,
yeah, yeah.
Look at how... What a top bloke Virgil van Dijk is.
Well, he is a top bloke. We know that,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. There's got to be some sort of dirt on this guy.
Nobody's that clean.
So I dumped him in the canal, and then I was on the next plane to Glasgow.
So,
and then it's Stan.
Yeah, Stan Taylor.
Yeah,
Stan the man.
He used to party all night and sleep with lingerie models till Ned and his Bible group showed me that I could have more.
Professional athletes always wanting more.
See, and I wasn't sure, like, that line reading of it where it was like, is he like annoyed at him or is he like in awe of him?
Because he was annoyed.
The first part of it was like professional athletes thing. Always wanting more.
I think I was annoyed that, like, oh boy. Yeah. You know, that sort of thing. Yeah.
He gets the game ball.
Stitch face.
Yeah. Really drove that into the ground quickly, people did.
Yeah.
Like, you know? I was like, oh, it's a good joke, but I don't think I like it anymore.
I know, isn't that terrible that, yeah, like, you know, and that's probably what, like, taints a lot of my reviews, is that, like, I don't know if that's funny anymore, you know what I mean?
Because, it is funny,
but I can't relate to the funniness. Yeah. I can't mine out the funny,
yeah,
you know?
That's the thing, and that's the fun thing about doing this as well. It's like that last thing we were talking about, like, you wouldn't have found that as funny 10 years ago.
I know,
like,
yeah, you know,
it is very much mining out the funniest, that's the cream of the crop, like. So then there's this joke hasn't really aged well. And he's like, this is Ned Flanders, my friend. He's like,
what'd he say?
I don't know, something about being gay.
Like, possibly the funniest line ever when you're like nine years
but
old.
Like, I guess it is
like when you're a child.
Yeah, but
he's so gay.
Also, that it's like, it's that state of mind. It's funny on paper, it's the state of mind that those two guys.
Yeah.
You know, but like, it just, I don't know, it's not aged well.
It's not funny now. Yeah, but, you know, when you're like an 8-year-old, like,
but even back then, I guess it would be funny because, you know,
that probably wouldn't have even been.
Like, that, like, it got in the episode.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't do a joke with that now.
Censor didn't have an issue with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
excuse me, Terry.
Oh, you. Pig! Looked like a pig made me vomit. So Homer throws away the wedding photo and puts old Stitch face on.
Yeah.
And you get Ned popping over to ask who wants to give the new pool table a whirl.
This time, you can be the Nacho Man.
I like that. And this actually, you can kind of tell this season that they're starting to get, like, very meta.
Yeah.
We talked about it in other episodes. But this, there's a lot of that around the middle part of this episode where it's like, Homer and Ned, you know, what's next? A's on Bart's report card?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost, you could expect canned laughter.
Yeah.
Like, they do their own version of it that they all start laughing.
I like the fact that in this one, like, it's Bart and Lisa have this little private dialogue between them. Like,
they're us.
What's next? Yeah.
I like how, first of all, this great joke for me, one of my faves is, Homer's like, they don't call me Springfield Fats because I'm morbidly obese.
The way the table breaks is like a sack of shit just falls right on top, but like the legs just come right out.
But also, this is the kind of line that always gets forgotten, I think, but he's like, nah, you got a lawsuit on you.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I do like the program that Rod and Todd,
yeah.
What's wrong, Jeremiah?
It's not fair. My brother Joseph has a sin to confess. I wish I had one too.
Oh, don't you see? You do have a sin to confess. The sin of envy.
for sheep, but what are we to do?
It's like, well, I love how Todd's right. It's like, well, that's all well and good for sheep, but what about us?
They're really looking into it.
Homer just being like the...
Imagine, like,
the child.
Boring.
And he's like, how Mr. Simpson is the guest. He gets to choose. Like, yeah. And just like flicking through.
230 channels, locked up.
I like how it's kind of a little sweet where he's like, night Daddy, night Uncle Homer.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's a lot of sweet moments in this because Homer seems genuinely touched.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, great gag where he's like, you know, you let me spend time with your family. I'm going to let you spend time with mine. Like, cute. Yeah. Moe's. Like, yes.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
I'd like to introduce Ned Flanders, my best friend.
Hey, I don't want no people in here with their evils of alcohol rap.
Wait a second. You're the man at the hospital who reads to sick children.
And truly, she was my friend, Flicka.
No.
If this gets out, the next words you say will be muffled by your own butt.
Barney gets a line here.
What's Barney go?
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mo, I don't want no one in here with their evils of alcohol rap.
Like, I love how they like flesh out the Mo character as well.
I know.
Like,
just these little
like these little weird things he does get up to, like, it's like where he's
talking
reading
about his friend Flicker.
He's reading to the sick kid and then it's like, if this gets out, the next word you'll say be muffled by your own butt.
I seen the thing, I don't know if I said it on the last one before, but Hank Azaria was saying his favourite character to do is probably Mo.
I'd say so. Yeah. I'd say it's a lot of fun. Like,
yeah. I think that was like the most like his favourite. It was the one that was kind of most like himself, or that he just had the most fun doing.
What an asshole. I like this Homer just like breezing by marriage, like can't talk, same plan as later sex.
I don't remember the later sex bit.
I always thought it was sex later, so later sex. I much
later
prefer
sex,
that
what a fucking
wording.
Slob.
I much prefer that wording. I much prefer later sex, like.
Later sex is way more like
than sex later.
Sex later is like a bit funnier. Like later sex is like a bit more, I don't know, caveman-ish or something, I don't know.
Like they're having dinner and like you see Homer sidling up to the window like
one thing I did notice. Ooh. There was no food on their plates, and then when Homer gets in there is food on the plate.
I guess because they're saying grace, so there shouldn't have been food on their plate.
There shouldn't have been food on the plate. Then the phone's ringing. Who's calling the company at 7 o'clock? God damn it. I'm not answering. But the way Homer eats it as well, where he's like, drove me mad.
It reminds me, it's almost a callback to when they're on the boat.
Yeah, the raft. Take tiny bites.
Homer, we're basically saying, you know, he has his volunteer. Homer saying that he had to do that before. The judge made him do it before. Stupid, like a public urinal. So, but he decides to go with him.
Yeah. This is around the time that Ned's starting to get a bit like,
okay.
Yeah.
And then when they arrive, oh, you poor unfortunate man. Let's get you out of those clothes immediately.
Luckily, we're not so quick to be offended, the Irish. Because.
We'll do whatever we can about the smell.
I just wish, I mean, it's not that it offends me, but like, no one
gets it right.
Can do the Irish accent right. A few people can, but like more often than not, it comes out Scottish, or it just comes out of like, hi, did you talk to the top of the morning?
That's like, yeah, exactly.
You know, like no one says top of the morning ever. You know, I've never met one person.
This is probably as close, just in terms of the wording that they use.
You're poor unfortunate, that.
Yeah, poor unfortunate is very Irish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
poor unfortunate soul.
Yeah.
You know, but like,
Irish love talking about souls.
Yeah, and then Homer, what about the duds he's wearing when he comes back out? Like,
brilliant.
Orange and green plaid jacket.
I like it.
Yeah. And Ned suggests maybe he'd be better off at Moe's.
Homer's giving out because they've been there for 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then they realized they were no longer little girls. They were little women.
Yeah. It's like the breaking yeah. of his voice at the end.
Who's he reading to? That's what I want to know. Like,
buns. Yeah.
So Homer starts whipping the soup out.
Yeah.
And it's weird that it's like, I was really expecting, it's like, wow, what a scoop. And
yeah.
I was, this is front page material.
I was expecting like page 45.
Me too.
Yeah,
like,
it was just page one.
I like the headline, like, big fat man has big fat heart.
Yeah.
Did you see the what
something was to do with skinny, what was it?
Skinny, small skinny man arrested in robbery or something yeah. like that. Like,
I don't get that. I didn't get that.
Just because it's the juxtaposition.
Good guy. Yeah. Big. Yeah.
There you go. So they Marge kind of thinks that maybe Homer is spending a little bit too much time with Ned.
you've hated Ned for years. In fact, you wanted to bash his head in with a pipe.
And like
that was you.
I love where he's like, love Marge, don't hate. Yeah. Love, like
intolerable in this episode. Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. Like, but I'm digging it. That's the thing. I don't know why. Like, because it's not like he's
because like a misplaced like affection.
It's not mean. Like it's not coming from.
Yeah,
like he's not being an arsehole.
That's what makes it funny. Yeah, is that he's coming. It's coming from a place of love, but he's just being worse than normal.
Yeah, like we talked about it, I guess, last year, and we were talking about the first few episodes where like Homer was like pretty much a dickhead for a lot of the early episodes, and like this one, he's unbearable. But it's like he's meaning to be.
Yeah,
like you know,
he's being unbearably nice.
He's like Bob. I like when Bart accused the Flanders of being a geek. A bunch of geeks. The Flanderses are not geeks.
Yeah. Okay, Rod and Todd are. And the wife has a thing for me, but she hides it behind a mask of low-key hostility. I love that line.
So this is like they're dropping the breadcrumbs of like Homer having a thing for Maude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think there was that to that?
I mean, yeah, he brought it up where they think Flanders killed his wife, and he's like, why? She's such a fox.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what's on Fox tonight? Something rival, no doubt.
Or even at that, what was that, the thing where Homer's drunk and Maude is like,
no, those peanuts. The ones at the bottom.
Like a pure creep.
Love it. Not those peanuts. The ones at the bottom.
The ones at the bottom.
So Lisa basically tells Bart that every week something odd happens to the Simpsons. Best thing to do is just write it out, and that'd be ready next week for another wacky adventure.
Ay, caram.
I love that, actually. Yeah. He's like, okay, I'm on board. Yeah, lots of meta stuff here.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they're all in the one car.
Yeah, like, when why
they go
are
on
they?
The trip. Like, they have two cars.
They're
like,
so cramped. Yeah. Well.
Don't worry. I brought my Rappin' Ronnie Reagan tape. It always makes the trip go faster.
Well.
You know something? He did say well a lot.
Rapping Ronnie Reagan.
I think Reagan is such a fascinating character as well. Like,
in general?
Yeah, like, I just think he's a guy that was an actor.
Yeah.
And then, like, made it to the White House and then just seemed to be, like, a complete, like, figurehead puppet for like the CIA and the Republican Party to like the amount of shit they got up to when he was president,
right?
All the stuff they were doing like in the 80s, running wild in all these other countries.
Is that what they do just in general? Like the president,
yeah, but
they were really bad.
I just see like all this stuff seemed like the whole Iran Contra deal and like kind of like how like they were funding. And they, I don't know if they still are now, but like they were funding basically like revolutions. They didn't like the government in one country. It's like, okay,
all right,
we're going to like give a lot of guns to these like
people trying to overthrow
it. Yeah, yeah. they're like, here, take all these guns. Like that's what that...
Jesus.
There's a good movie actually, The American Made.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise, he plays a pilot that sort of works for the CIA.
Oh, yeah.
But he was doing a lot of that gun running. Or
that good?
Yeah, I liked it, yeah.
I seen a movie on Netflix yesterday. It was The Mummy. Tom Cruise was in it.
Yeah, it came out last year.
Like, where did this come from?
Didn't do very well.
I'd imagine.
Apparently, because they did one. What was the one? I think that would be the first one, but they were like trying to do like a cinematic universe of like The Mummy, Like, I think Russell Crowe in that movie plays Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I think it was... Who's the guy from No Country for Old Men? Jesus, name's escaping me now. The bad guy. He won an Oscar for No Country for Old Men. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He was going to be like Frankenstein or whatever. Like they're going to make all these interconnected movies with the Universal monsters.
And they abandoned it, did they?
I think the first one didn't do well enough. Like it didn't. It did,
well, that's that.
It did terribly in the US. I think it made its budget back abroad, but it was just like,
right.
Is that sort of kind of they want to be
a movie
like,
that really needed to be made? Like,
well, they want to be like Marvel.
Right.
But we're going to reverse engineer it. Like, yeah. You know, Marvel have sort of built up their stuff, like brick by brick, and they're like, no, we're going to set up this universe, and then we're going to put all this stuff, force it into this box. Whereas Marvel sort of built the box that was as it was going.
Oh, you want to see now? It's like this. First of all, the Mummy's not that old, like the original.
Well, yeah.
And then it's like Tom Cruise in the Mummy.
Yeah, and it's a weird one that it's like he plays a guy.
Yeah, I love Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
as we both do. But
he plays a guy that's like, I don't know. He's like loots and like abandoned buildings in Iraq or whatever, like, you know, he's looking for treasure. Him and his sidekick are looking for treasure, and then they come across the thing that is the Mummy or whatever like that. Apparently had a pretty cool zero gravity stunt, like him in a plane sort of doing
A
set piece, but then they were like, that's about it, like, really.
I'll still probably watch it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah,
see, I love him and I wouldn't watch it. Like,
I love trashy sort of. I watched a good Irish movie, just to quickly mention, Cardboard Gangsters.
Your man from Love Hate, isn't it?
The guy who plays the Traveller, he is a Traveller, actually.
Yeah, in real life,
It was actually quite good. Like, it was all about, like, selling...
He's a good actor, I like him.
It was all about, like, selling heroin in Darndale, and it's kind of like, it was good, but, like, makes you wonder, like, why would you go through all the trouble that everyone went through just to have the right to sell heroin in Darndale?
He's trying to be, like, Kingpin or whatever.
In Darndale. Like, just got a cool lock 5 minutes up the road, or, you know.
Whoa. I will not have you disparage the good name of cool lock. CVFC.
Hey, my own grandmother lives in cool lock. Yeah. I love cool lock, but I'm just saying. Sell heroin there.
Don't sell heroin in cool lock. This man does not represent the podcast.
I'm in my own heading. Yeah, I heard your podcast there. Just here on the streets.
Oh god.
It was him.
Funny enough, I went to see Boogie Nights in the Lighthouse not too long ago, but your mom was there.
Oh yeah?
Him and his friend were awfully loud until the film started.
The Traveller guy?
Yeah, and his friend were like in the same screening as he was talking.
Awfully loud.
He was awfully loud. I didn't want to say anything to him because, you know, I'm a coward. But
the size of him.
Like, yeah, exactly.
He's
like,
fucking giant.
Yeah. Like, probably right. I hope he pipes down.
I do hope he pipes down.
Excuse me, sir.
I believe that gentleman is talking rather loud.
Yeah. So we kind of get, where were we? Oh, yeah.
They get to the lake. Ned backs the trailer in.
Oh, I love this Homer, like, no more. Like, licking the ice cream. No more. Okay. And it's like, who's ready to go?
I thought this whole lake thing was a bit of a weird...
It's a bit sketchy, isn't it?
Yeah,
like... Not, like, dodgy, but, like, it's, like, vignette-y almost. Like,
yeah, it was kind of like, they get to the lake, like, it seemed like you're setting yourself up for a big thing, and it was the real sort of quick, like... It almost lasted, like, what, 40 seconds, it seemed like, and then they're on to the next, like...
But it's, you know, it's like... how are the boys doing? It's like, they're fine. And like, they're not.
I love the noise of the things in the water.
Marge and Lisa have the special fruit punch from the Fruit Punch Advisory Board.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, our boys don't eat sugar.
I love this, like, it's a great bit of writing. Like, why would the advisory board give us bad advice?
No sugar. And then the fact that you have Bart, of course, getting Rod and Todd hooked on the pixie sticks. But what I thought was interesting about this scene was that, like, Homer proposes a toast to the coming together of the Simpsons and the Flanders, or the Flimpsons.
Yes, good writing.
And like, he's like, gives like a touching thing, and then Ned is like, well, my entire family is, and he's like, food fight. What I don't understand is, like, why do Marge and Lisa get involved?
I really like it, because they're, I think it's like, they're like, oh, I don't like, like, they've already been annoyed by Ma, and you can see, yeah, like, they're sitting there, and
yeah,
like,
they consider it.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, ah, screw it. Like, yeah, they just join in. Like,
no,
but it shows that they're really Simpsons.
They're Simpsons at heart. Yeah. Well, what I wondered is the scene before where Maude is like, no sugar. Like, Maggie's not actually in that scene. Mm. So if she's not there, and Homer and Flanders and the kids or whatever are on the boat, then where is Maggie?
She's grand. She can look after herself, apparently.
Driving a car somewhere. Yeah. So.
I love the the noise that Homer makes when he's doing, like, da, 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 when he's like, when they're like throwing the food and that. What I thought they missed a trick here was to have the kids coming down after the sugar.
Yeah,
you know, that would have been good.
Like junkies are like shaking, like shivering.
You have them with like a towel over, yeah, them, or whatever, that, like, you know.
Seemed like they were a bit stuck for time or something. Yeah, because they ripped through that scene,
and then it's like, yeah, we're heading back. Todd's got zesty Italian inside.
Yeah,
it's like
I never actually got that.
And this is another Italian one that like had me in stitches laughing. Where it was like, too late, and like runs off, and he's like, dear Lord, give me the strength to withstand Homer's French. You're like,
couldn't land it more square on his coat. Boy, what are the odds, huh? Like, he doesn't even care.
Yeah, but like, I love how nobody else kind of notices as well, and like Dr.
It's just
Hibbert,
him, yeah.
Like, cheers to Homer Simpson for all of his recent charity work. Cheers to this rusty tailgate. And then next is Ned asleep.
Here's Homer. Here's Homer too. That's also Homer. That's Homer.
What's the matter, Ned?
I think I hate Homer Simpson.
Marge, I think I hate Ted Koppel. No, wait. I find him informative and witty. Night.
Ringing in the sheaves. Ringing in the sheaves. There's Homer. There's Homer too. That's also Homer.
He thinks he hates Homer Simpson.
I love that when he's shooting everybody and it's like the postal worker.
I love the fact that the postal just takes out a gun and starts shooting back, and then he wakes up.
Homer as well. Great, again, great double gag of like,
yeah,
I think I hate Homer Simpson.
I think I hate Ted Koppel.
And then this is the meme.
This is where it gets like sinister.
Yeah, yeah. You
know? Yeah, yeah, where, yeah, he just comes right through the bush. He's like, yeah, what's up for today, Nettie? And straight away he's like,
I love the little bit before. It's like, oh, off the rim. Yeah.
like kids, a proper horror, yeah, like, yeah, movie, yeah, setup, like, yeah, having a good time, and then,
yeah. Like you say, that delivery, like, hey, what's up today, Nettie?
He's
like,
yeah, he's already, yeah, exasperated. And even right there he's like, how are we going to visit the boys' grandma? Like, he's not even trying to be, yeah, like, you know, nice. Family only, you know? Right.
No reporters.
That was a quality line.
It's like, oh boy, grandma. But even like, he's like, oh.
Before, okay. I don't think his nose even, like, in the leaves. We're not going anywhere.
But you said,
sometimes to keep from hurting someone's feelings, you gotta say things that aren't exactly.
Wise make baby Jesus cry. I love how they just cut him off and the two of them run out.
And then Homer again, like, just tries again.
Yeah.
He's like,
hey, Nanny!
Well, I got a quick nine at the pigeon butt.
Nanny! Nanny! Let's get in a quick nine down at the pigeon putt. Guess
he didn't see me.
Like, Ned?
He just smashes through the garage door.
Neddy? And like, just like, him picking up speed, like, swinging the clubs.
Go faster. I can't. It's a Geo. I love that. Like, that was a montage that, a reference that I actually got of like Terminator T2. 2. Yeah.
They're showing T2 on the big screen this month. Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Lighthouse?
IFI, I think. Huh? We should go, Cantwell.
Sure.
Saturday night.
Sure. Saturday night. Yeah, sure.
Me, you, eh, Roy?
Sure.
A few pints?
Sure. And then the Flanders.
I know.
No.
You're on record. Then the recording of this, the Kerry in the post. Play at 40.
I'm just not there that night. It's like a letter comes in, like, play me at 58 minutes 16 seconds to know where I am. Cut out letters from a magazine. Just call me a friend.
God, you're gonna be loopy.
I'm sweating here. This room is fucking hot. Anyway,
I like how he's like, Homer's like, oh, I guess he didn't see me. And then Ned's like triumph is short lived.
Yeah, he gets pulled over. Yeah. Right?
Hopped up on goofballs, huh?
Like, he has to do something so complicated, yeah. Of like hopping up and down, yeah. He just falls. And also, why isn't Flanders on that church bus?
That's true.
But like, the fact that he's willing to announce it, like, he's like, hopped up on goofballs.
I love that. Like,
he's such a gossip.
Everybody. And like, I kind of forgot, like, you're really at the end now. Like, that always seemed more of the middle of the episode.
Yeah.
In my memory. But
where's your Messiah now?
Yeah. If you can tell me again, what episode that is used in? Reused.
Is it Wiggum? Who says it?
I'm nodding. Yes, it is Wiggum.
Have we covered it?
No. It's later.
You shot Mr. Burns?
Nope.
What's it from?
It's from the episode where they all fall asleep in church. And it's like David versus Goliath.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's like Bart kills Nelson, who's Goliath, and then Wiggum is putting him away. He's like, where's your Messiah now?
Yeah. Forgot about that one.
It's not a very memorable episode.
No.
I like how when they go into the church, he's like, there he is, Ned Flanders.
And what was it?
It's the fallen one. The evil one.
But he's the one who wrote Homer all over the bathroom. I never remember that line.
Me neither. And then, like, he wants to leave. Homer's like, hey, Flanders, over here.
I got some kick-ass seats.
Great. I love that, like, term. Kick-ass.
Before I get started on today's sermon entitled What Ned Did, I want to congratulate Homer Simpson on his recent charity work.
Homer... after he says, I live to give. And I say, that's beautiful. We appreciate the kisses.
And then you have the classic, I mean, the noise of...
Stop it! Breathe through your damn mouth!
Oh, can't you see this man isn't a hero? He's annoying. He's very, very annoying.
The like, wiggle like, of the nose. Bigger, like, and the way the camera like zooms in and all.
Really
and
well
Flanders
animated,
is just getting
like that. The face, like the cross face when it's side silhouette almost on Homer.
Yeah. Like, stop it. Breathe through your damn mouth.
Oh, can't you see this man isn't a hero? He's annoying. He's very, very annoying.
Ah, the guy's hepped up on goofballs.
Sacrifice him to our god.
The
classic lynch mob. I do like the fact that, again, because Homer was coming at it from a place of kindness the whole episode, that he is straight away like, stop it.
I love that.
How
like,
dare you?
Line reading's like, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Stop it. Yeah. He's like, if everyone were like Ned Flanders, there'd be no need for heaven.
We'd already
be there. But they were little women.
And I was like thinking about that there. And I was like, in the moment, you're like, oh, that's really nice. And it's like, no, wait, if everybody was like Flanders, it'd be awful. Like, if everybody was fundamental Christians.
Yeah, it'd,
like,
it'd be hell.
Yeah. But then it was like, Lovejoy, he's like, we were wrong to doubt him. He's like, hey, that guy's right.
And then thanks Homer, they have the
really,
game of pitch
really
and put.
Sweet moment, I think.
Like, I like that.
Like, even like Flanders coming up, he's like, you're a true friend.
Yeah. And then, like, because they're still friends at the end of the episode, then Bart's like, I don't get it. You said everything would be back to normal. But Homer and Flanders are still friends. Maybe this means the end of our wacky adventures.
And then it's like next Thursday, 8 p.m. Yeah, love it. Love
I
that.
Like that.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, because the episode's air.
And they're meta. Yeah.
They air on Thursday. 8
p.m. I didn't get that as a kid, but I get it now, obviously.
Yeah. And then it's like, guess what, everybody? My great uncle Boris died and left us his old country house. There's only one catch. They say it's haunted. But I'm sure we can prove them wrong by spending the weekend there.
And then it flattens, it's back to normal. Hey, neighbor. Yeah. He's like, get lost, Flanders.
Ugly, ugly. I like that they just let out a nice little sigh. And
relieved.
I kind of forgot that they show the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The classic haunted house.
It's the house from Psycho, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
And that ends the episode.
Yeah.
Well, that was delightful.
Shall we get into ratings?
Please.
For the love of God,
excuse
please.
Me. Let me ask you something, Mr. Sucker. What did you think of this episode?
I truly enjoyed this episode. Ooh. I have to say, I did not think I was going to enjoy it as much as I did. I don't know. I think because they set the tone from the off.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, this is a bit... like, and they use the term wacky. I actually only realized that they used the term wacky a lot in this episode.
Yeah.
But it is, like,
it wacky. Is kind of a wacky one.
Yeah.
It's a wacky one, but it's, like, a simple...
yeah. Like, there's nothing
like
else
Homer's,
going on.
Homer annoys Flanders in this one.
Yeah.
You know?
The story progresses. Like, you know, which is what I like about it. It's that, you know, Homer and Flanders become friends. You think it's going to go one way, and it's like, oh no, actually, they just keep building until it hits a crescendo. It's good writing. It hits a crescendo. Like, you want Flanders to sort of erupt, even though he's not in the wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Flanders erupting is funny as well.
And it's just, I just thought the characters were like written true to themselves.
Yeah.
Because like, Homer is very annoyed. And they go back to it, like, year after year of, like, how. Like, say, the Frank Grimes episode.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know.
I love those ones where he's just being... he's trying to be nice, but he's just coming off as, like, in that movie, or whatever, like, just so annoying. Yeah.
I think my MVP is Homer J.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Classic. What would you give it out of 10?
I'm going to give it a hearty 8.8.
Oh.
I really enjoyed it, and, like, I had a couple of huge... if you can get a gut buster out of me these days,
something you've seen a million times.
And that keg, that, like, probably my favorite joke so far. This
from doing the podcast.
Yeah, like, but it's just like, because it's such a simple thing, but there's the pure sound of it, and like the sound.
It was
makes.
Like it was the anime. It was
and
like
the way you fall.
It was the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
You know, like the way it hits him, and he just sort of go like.
Because he seems to actually go
it's
for ages.
Like slow or something like.
And he's been such an arsehole before.
Yeah,
like, he deserves
deserved.
It. Yeah.
So it's just a payoff.
Yeah. What about you, friendo?
I liked this episode, Terry. I didn't love it.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie. I thought it started off... I thought it started off very funny. I thought, oh, brilliant. And then, I don't know, it kind of just wore down a little bit towards the end. It was just kind of like a... almost like a earlier season episode again, I thought. I don't know why I thought that.
Uh-huh.
You son of a bitch.
Fry.
I would give my... I mean, do I have much more? It's hard with these because it's like you said, like you have to mine through a lot of the father time to get to the original like laugh that, you know, it deserves.
But you can still... I find anyway, you can still appreciate it.
I normally can. This, I mean, it's not that I didn't like it. I enjoyed it and I laughed at it. But I have it, you know, as far as like by Simpson standards, little under average. My MVP would be, gotta give it to Flanders. And my rating, Terry, would be a 7.7 out of 10.
Where does that put it on your one?
It's actually not bad. I've had a 7.3, 7.5, 7.8, 7.7, 7.9, 6.8. seven. It's actually, to be honest, in my top six or seven of the season, to be honest. But yeah, that's what I would. That's what I'd give it now, Terry. So that's that. Should we get our plugs in?
Sure.
Oh, where can they find us, Terry?
You can find us on Facebook if you like. Put it in H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. Episodes go up there. We get a nice little blurb, some pics and videos and stuff. Like our link to our SoundCloud page will be there with all our archive of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Where else can they find us online?
Twitter, Terry. Put it in H podcast. Twitter at Put It in H podcast. You'll find the hilarious GIF I mentioned earlier. You'll find motivational quotes for your Monday. So make sure
It's pronounced GIF.
It's not GIF. Yeah. It's GIF.
Okay.
It's 100% GIF. Excuse me. And you can find us on Spotify.
What?
Yes.
What?
Well, I mean, I can't find us on Spotify, but we're supposedly there.
Let me have a check. Hold on, I got my phone.
You can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, any of your Android or Apple related things. Can
put
you find us there?
It in H A.
Because I put both our podcast and
there we are.
Oh, yeah.
Deep Space Homer. Oh, we're all. Oh, look at all this. Jeepers.
Let me see it. Hold on.
Catch of the Day special. Ugh. I mean, yay.
No, it's good.
Yeah, I know.
You sons of bitches. Listen to it. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, look at us. Yeah. Big time.
Following.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
One follower.
That's two now. Yeah. That's two this far, shooter.
So, you can email us.
What's the address, Terry?
Putitinhpod@gmail.com.
And if there was any other methods of them to support us, could they support us?
Well, you can support us in a couple of ways.
Fiscally,
you can support us. We are.
Short circuiting.
My tongue is too big for my mouth.
That water I had ready for you is finally kicking in.
Oh, Andy.
I feel woozy.
You can get us at paypal.me/putitinhpod.
Don't be alarmed by the fact that it says Terry Toner when you go onto that page. I assure you it's a legitimate
just a holding
page.
Company.
The money is just resting in his account.
But also, and we've said this the last few times, if you want to support us, write us a review and we will do a mini review for you. A review for your review.
Yeah. Do it. All right.
Anything.
Because
like,
I keep checking. Yeah. And I keep checking the charts and I keep thinking, oh, we got a big bump there. And I tell you what, if I may say, we are again on course as it's coming to the end of the month, provided I get this episode out on Friday. Well,
you did advertise it as such.
I know. If we do get it out, then we should be on course to top last month's total downloads, which was our biggest month ever. So,
Put It in Age podcast.
Brilliant.
Podcast on the grow.
Also, we should have a website coming soon with some merchandise that we are working on. We got a couple of t-shirts.
Five stars only.
Mugs. You will only be allowed to purchase if you've given us a 5-star review.
That's
what we should do. Yeah. Or we'll give you
we don't want
we'll
business.
Give you a discount. Yeah. But anyway, we'll work out the fine details later, but thank you for listening.
What have we got next week for us, Andy?
I don't have my notes in front of me. Bart gets an element? No?
Swish.
Is that good?
That's yes.
Alright, so join us for that, and thank
Where's
you for listening.
My elephant?
And thank you for listening
Where's
this month.
Where's my elephant?
We'll
Where's
see.
My elephant? Okay. Hey, Jerry, please. Hey. Macho man, yeah.
ego.